This is a continuation of Monty's letter on 4th May, 1956, about Baba's fast. And she says, it's continued from the 60-minute tape I have. On the 24th, he fasted completely, not even taking water for 24 hours. And once again, it was a particularly hot day. On the 25th, water only. And on the 26th, tea three times. On the 27th, he ate once a day. And this he continues for 2 weeks, having nothing in between but water. He had another must with him for a few days, saw him at a distance, a lively, jolly-looking old fellow. Baba liked him very much. He comes from a few miles away and is revered greatly in his hometown. We'll be going in June to Pimpelgaon for a few weeks. When we visit Maribod, we have lunch at the hospital quarters and a really good one prepared by Jalugulu and Meru. This is from Sitara, 26 September 1955. Baba has been giving darshan from 2 to 2:30 every afternoon at Jal Villa. I think it will be stopped from October. So many people have taken the opportunity. It is wonderful to see Baba coming out like that again. Now there's a big plan for November. 800 of his lovers in the East have been selected to be invited to Maribod and will spend 1 week in his sahavas. In order to give the fuller benefit of his sahavas to each and to facilitate better accommodation for all and to save time spent in endless translations in the different vernaculars employed of anything Baba wishes to express through hand gestures, the 800 from all over India and Pakistan have been divided into groups of 200. Each group will stay with Baba for 1 week. Hence, it means that Baba will spend the month of November in Maribod. Baba emphasizes it will not be a meeting, just sahavas, and he will not use the alphabet board that he has given up since October. Sheba is as loving as ever, and as Mara and we gather around her in the afternoon carrots she loves to be surrounded with, Baba gives her the first, and that's when a lot of kissing begins. On 15th July 1955, Mani is writing to Max. Baba left on the 13th for a few days of must work. Nariman's car, which came from Bombay to fetch Baba and the men, got temperamental and broke down, and so they left by local taxi. Fortunately, they were able to get a good one, for usually these local taxis are awfully rattly. We expect Baba tomorrow or the day after. On 1st March 1956, Mani writes that in the future, Baba wants us not to celebrate his birthday on the Gujarati date, as they usually do, but wants everyone to stick only to the 25th, so as not to confuse his followers in the distant future. Baba began his retirement with the seclusion in Jal Villa once more, and a strict fast taking 2 cups of liquids, tea or coffee, and once every 24 hours with just a soup can of milk in it, for, as you know, he does not care for milk, particularly when fasting. After 2 days of that, he had sweetened water only on the third day and just plain water on the fourth. That must have been bad, for though the water here is very good when boiled, it tastes awfully of chlorine. On the sixth day, Baba broke his fast. Although we shared the last day's fast with him, my brother did us out of the wonderful feeling we usually enjoy when breaking the fast the next morning, as he continued it strictly fasting himself. Her brother, meaning Baba. I think I should have been a stretcher case at the end of such a 5-day fast, but Baba was as energetic and lovely-looking as ever. 20 men in India also shared the fast. During his seclusion, Baba has been staying at Jal Villa for a number of days, and one or two at Grafton. But in spite of this short and intermittent coming to Grafton, in essence, his seclusion continues for the whole year, with a temporary break at the end of June for the visit to the West in July. Even while he is here, he does not go outside of the house and will see no one and hears no correspondence except of urgent importance, and none who chance to see him while walking over to Grafton are allowed to bow down or salute him because of the seclusion. From this month of March, Baba shifts to another house called the Judge's Bungalow, which, though also old, is less dilapidated than Jal Villa and in a quieter locality. You must have heard of dear Ruana. She died of a heart attack at 1 a.m. on 7th February. Baba had said, three more are coming to me sometime soon. To my query, east or west, he replied, both. On the 25th of February, Margaret Scott, another Baba lover in New York, died. I read your loving letter to Baba, and he smiled, but said, tell her I do not stop this time anywhere in Europe, but perhaps sometime in the future. Give her my love and tell her I am deeply happy with theirs, and I will be happy to see any or all of them who can manage to come to England. 19th April 1956, Today is Ram Navami, the birthday of Ram, and this evening Baba will be returning to Judge's bungalow where he intends to be for 40 days, beginning with a partial fast for some days. On the 13th of April, Baba fasted completely for 24 hours, not even taking water, and it would be the warmest days we've had. He did not allow us to share, as I wrote to Ivy, 1,000 fasts from us would be inadequate compared to his. As often happens, after some particular piece of work Baba has done, a good shower of rain followed, only this time it was more than that. A terrific avalanche from the skies with lightning and crashes of thunder so loud and close it seemed to come down on the roof. Baba observed a similar fast on the 15th. Baba will be arriving in London in the evening at 7:45 on the 17th, staying there the 18th and 19th of July, and leaving London on the evening of the 19th at 9:15. Mani is also writing about Jean Adriel. She was with us for a few days in Pimpelgown, and we found her a very intelligent, charming, and polished person only, as I don't personally care for any extreme characteristic in a person. I found her obsession in the matter of health and diet rather disconcerting. This letter is not dated, but it says, Baba returned from Khuldabad, where he had gone on 21st March for 21 days. Unexpectedly, he returned on the 28th, looking very tired from the strain of long hours of special work he did there. He must have finished the work he meant to do, however, for soon the circular decision was issued. On the 7th, Baba went for a day to Mahabaleshwar, and where Baba gave Darsh, bowed down to some people. On 8th December 1954, Mani writes to Irene, Baba has been fasting from the 1st of December on one meal a day. After 10 days of that, he intends fasting on liquids and later on a still stricter fast. As you know, he has fasted so often severely and for long periods in the old days, but now it is not the same. Although these days Baba eats so little anyway, these long fasts, plus the intensified work, of course, tell on his health to a great extent. We are praying for the... We are praying for the strain of these days to pass and hope this effect will not be bad. Since the first, Baba also is stricter than ever with his rules of not seeing people, nor answering questions, etc., and although he does not use the board anymore, anyway, he has limited the use of his gestures. He has withdrawn within himself to a much more perceptive degree and often appears deeply preoccupied and, quote, works in seclusion a great deal. I'm sure you know, of course, that Baba has recovered entirely from the accident, although his nose has not quite regained his old beautiful shape. Mara is fine, and the scar on her forehead is hardly noticeable at all, and she has no after effect whatsoever, thank God. She is busy all morning in her vegetable garden, and we often bring in the home produce for the table. Yesterday we had delicious butter beans that she had planted. We have our morning tea and chapatis of butter, etc., and one meal at 4 in the evening. But Baba has no breakfast, only the one meal. Later on, we are hoping to be allowed to share more and forgo the breakfast. But you know how Baba always takes so much on himself and will allow us to do so little. In Sitarha, Mani's writing about Mrs. Cooper. She's a Parsi widow. Her father-in-law was knighted during the British regime and is a very well-to-do, has three children, the mother, Mrs. Cooper. She's very nice, and I don't think she actually loves Baba. She respects him deeply and constantly keeps in touch with Gohar. This was written on 19th April, 55. It says, from May, Baba intends to sit in seclusion in another little house, and only Erich will be allowed to be partly with him to see to his needs. Before going into strict seclusion, Baba has agreed at last to answer a few questions I would like to ask in order to clear up a controversial point about the Avatar's circle. Everybody seems to think differently. It's mentioned in Irene's book. Baba has explained that Sadgurus and God-realized ones never incarnate again. Only the Avatar comes again and again. Mara's writing on 10th August 1965 from Marazan. Beloved Baba is in stricter seclusion than other times. He confined himself to his room the whole month of July and did not even go over to the Mandali. Since the 1st of August, he visits only once a day. Monty is talking now about their trip to Switzerland in 52. Yes, indeed, I remember the drive with you and that beautiful bunny to Hades' home, as also the delicious snacks you had prepared in different packages for each one, and how we enjoyed that drive, and Baba, too, seemed so happy. Is writing on 24th May, 1967. Baba is in seclusion and does not allow darshan and does not go out anywhere. Every morning, many important letters and those pertaining to Baba work are read to him. Mara's writing on 4th August, 68. It said, this year the summer was quite pleasant in Pune. In fact, some days in April were actually cold. We thought it must have snowed in the Himalayas. It is now very pleasant in Marzad. The few most welcome showers have helped to break the dry spell. This year, the 10th of July was more strictly observed. The servants, as usual, observed it, and Marzad was a very quiet place that day. Our Mustan here missed us cooing to them. When none of us spoke to him, but Baba gave him extra tidbits to compensate. This is 15th June 66. Monty's writing that Arnavaz and Katie have been here with us for some days, and we girls went out to see them to some good films. One of them was on the life of the Grimm brothers, the fairy tale writers. It was very, very much enjoyed by us. This is written on 22nd September 65 from Mera. Arnavaz and Manu were here for 9 days from the 11th of September. Gaimai and Nargis Dadachanji were here for 7 days. Due to high blood pressure, Nargis's health is not quite as it should be. This is written on the 24th of, looks like January, 57. Our house here in Pune is quite close to Marji's, and his car has been at our service all the time. Naja stays at Gaimai's to help with the cooking, as Baba's food and our main meal comes from there. We can't imagine what our stay in Pune would have been had we not the inexhaustible help these dear ones have given. Rano and Naja are going to have a whale of a job packing everything up in Sitar, as we accumulated quite a lot lately from Pimplegown, thinking we were in Sitar for some more years. And on the 9th, they will go to Pimplegown, where we will join them on the 12th. The wheelchair that Don has given Baba is very much like the one he used in Switzerland. Baba is leaving from Bombay economy class on the 16th of July, 1956, on Air India Flight 103, arriving in London at 7:45 the evening of the 17th. Mani says that they're going to Bombay to see Baba off on the plane. Baba definitely wants Haiti Merton to come to London to see him. This letter was written on the 28th of May, 1956. She writes, this 24th of May, Baba again fasted for 24 hours without water. Unfortunately, it was quite a cool day. It was also the great Buddha Jayanti, commemorating the 2,500th year of his enlightenment, and incidentally, the date of Baba's accident in America. Baba is just taking a brisk walk on the veranda and stops sometimes to watch the children hurling stones at the palm fruits, which are in season now. This is written on the 19th of May, 1957. Baba has now decided to stay on in Pune. We stay on till the first week of June, and we return to Pimplegown. Baba is just now sitting on the veranda in the drawing room, and I can just see his bare shoulders as smooth and soft as a rose. But now Governor is putting a curtain between the big dining room, the table is big enough for 30 people, and the drawing room, for the Mandalay will be gathering there with Baba this morning, as he has called a number of disciples from Bombay for a short meeting. Some days ago, Masi and Khorshid were here for 5 days, and you can imagine how happy they were. Then a few days later, Katie came. Irene County Bear will be with us for a few days before she leaves for Durban. She loves Baba so wholeheartedly. I love to see her with Baba. She's like a melting lamb. But really, she can be so exasperating at times. She's always grousing about the Indians, even to their faces. Of course, she has the right to air her opinions, but she overdoes it. And yesterday, I had to write a stiff letter when she started on Erich and Adi. And as for Baba, we wonder when that pain will go. It's heart-rending to see him give a deep sigh when the pain is more intense, and to see him suffer in his eternal silence. And yet sometimes when he's with the Mandali, we hear their laughter as he jokes with them or teases someone. And then at other times he looks so tired, so, so tired. Mani's writing on 6th of August, 1955, that Baba goes out in the morning for walks, and Peter must accompany him. Mani's writing to Max on 16th of July, 1955. Baba returned last evening. We were expecting him to come earlier than planned, and all yesterday afternoon we would rush out at the least sound of a car in the distance. It's only at such times one realizes there are so many cars, even in Sitara. On 26th of June, in 1957, Mani's writing, I'm longing for the time when I can write Baba's pain has left him, but am afraid I can't yet do so. How we dislike that pain, but the pain seems too fond of Baba to want to leave him. And who can blame it for that? All the same, we hope it will soon go, and now there's no more use for the wheelchair and crutches, thank goodness. Narina died on Saturday the 15th. Of June, most peacefully. The cremation service was mentioned, and Baba wishes her ashes brought to India when they come to rest in Maribod about Baba's close ones. Irene Conybear is there with him also for a while till she sails in August for Durban, D-U-R-B-A-N. This was written from Pune on September. I don't know the date. But it says, Baba must have been working terrifically during the last week through all the sudden commotion and emotion of these weeks. But now there is some semblance of peace as the question of an operation has been ruled out. At present, we are in Pune, where Baba is having deep X-ray treatment to help relieve the pain of this osteoarthritis in the joint, which is recently developed. It is not by any means a definite guarantee of treatment, but it is the next best thing recommended. And the radiologist at Sassoon's, whose name is Dr. Dixit, one of the best we have here, and also he loves Baba, is confident that it will help. Besides, as Baba definitely wants to have it, we feel a real hope that it will help. Good stereoscopic X-rays have been taken, and Don has taken them to Bombay to show them to some eminent orthopedic surgeon so as to know whether he can resume walking exercise without the help of sticks, as he used to do before every morning. So now let us see. It is sad to see him suffer while we can only look on helplessly, knowing it is all in his hands. Even the doctors cannot do anything until it is his wish. Pune is very crowded now, for not only have there been a number of festival holidays in a row, but there's the racing season. Sometimes when they take the horses out for exercises, they go by our cottage here, and you can imagine how excitedly Mara and we rush out to watch them. They're beauties. It's pleasant at Ganeshkin this time, so they're staying at Ganeshkin. Last time when we were here, it was midsummer. I type on the veranda as usual, and there are lovely rose vines on the latticework. We expect to return to Pimpalgam this Monday, and then for a few weekends, Baba will drive over to Pune for the deep ray settings, returning the same day. This is written on 9th April 1957 from Pimpalgam. Pune, it's nice to be here at Pimpalgam after the somewhat hectic 2 months in Pune. But of course, Pune had its several advantages, as we could call Dr. Chatterjee anytime, and the X-ray while I'm major, etc. Whereas here, Baba had to go to Nagar for the last X-rays, and Don took them over to Pune. In actual walking, Baba has been making wonderful progress in spite of the pain. And Don is amazed and says anybody else, even younger, could not have done it. For when he walks with scarcely a limp, but it's a strain and effort. But now as the pain does not lessen any, the walking and weight-bearing has been reduced considerably, till the next x-rays are taken and further investigations been reduced are made. For this, we will go to Pune for a week on the 18th or so, and we'll stay at Ganeshkin, a few miles outside Pune, where Guy Mai's sister Banumasi lives. It's a nice, quiet place, and already word has been sent out that Baba will see no one. It's hot here even now. Poor darling Baba, it's worse with lying on the bed and the cotton mattress for many hours. Baba goes over to the gate every morning with the elbow-length crutches that Don got in Geneva that time. They're wonderful. Mara on one side, Gohar on the other, and me holding the umbrella and Rano in the chair in case Baba wishes to sit down. Then from the gate, the Mandali take over the precious charge. This was written on 15th September 1956. The other day, in Baba's absence, Gohar took us to the town, a rare occasion, as you can imagine, to see the Ganpati statues they have set up in various places. The one at the police headquarters was particularly lovely, very effectively set up in a natural surroundings, and I'm sure you would have loved it. Today, Baba is fasting again for 24 hours without water, and I suppose because it is more difficult for us this way, he did not allow us to share as fully as he would have loved to. Baba returned earlier from the Mustur on the 11th evening, looking tired, for it was a strenuous trip, after all, not so much the driving as the walking. Baba and the men particularly remember the six-mile walk to contact a Gudmus. Bao, one of the Mandali, said it seemed more like 20 miles, over impossible ground that was in turn rocky, mucky, thorny, pebbly, high and low, and included wading through a stretch of knee-deep water. But with Baba, it is never the struggle that matters, but the work that is accomplished. And he seemed happy to have contacted this good must. Then again, he seems to have been busy apart from the must work, for one of the men was telling us how, on the 10th, a few miles from Gulbarga, they had a very close shave from a bad accident. They could only describe it as a miracle, for there was no other explanation to show how the car that had slipped from the incline of the road and gone over completely on its side to only a few inches from the ground, could right itself as it did without turning turtle in the ditch. Bao says, "This is your father." We still cannot grasp how it happened. One second my face was almost touching the ground, and the next we were on the road and on four wheels again, and we saw Baba's hand firmly holding Erich's arm. You see, the car had steeped over on Baba's side, and Erich was on top of him with no control over the steering wheel, and Baba, from that impossible angle, pushed Erich back into his place, making it possible for him to yank the wheel and the car to safety. When the Mandali say it was a miracle, Baba, of course, looks most innocent and gestures, "I don't know anything about it." This is written on 22nd September 1956. Baba has gone over to Jal Villa to work in seclusion with Kaikobad. Mara is in the garden, and the red castor plants are looking prettier than the taste of their oil. This is written from Sitara in 1956. It's not dated, but said Baba is here, and you can imagine how happy we all are. He told us of many lovely incidents on his wonderfully successful tour, and we could go on listening forever. Ivy sent us a lot of pictures taken at the New York reception dinner, and Baba looks so beautiful. Baba wants me to write that he has discussed in America and Australia his intentions and plans for a large meeting in India in November 1957, to which those men and women who love Baba sincerely and are prepared to obey him implicitly are invited. This naturally includes Switzerland, as all places in the West. Also a large number in the East will write. Definite confirmation and actual details will be sent in March after the termination of Baba's seclusion in February. This is from Baba, 5th December 55, in continuation of my telegram of 5th December 55. Beforehand arrangements for one full year are essential for my 1 year's retirement. Necessary arrangements and provisions are still not effected. Time is too short both for that and for my visiting the numerous places, so I have definitely canceled programs of Sahavas for women at all places. Whatever I decide is best for one and all. Therefore, none should feel disheartened. Paragraph. I remain deeply touched by the sacrifices and services of my women devotees. Therefore, their enthusiasm for my sahavas should in no way be lessened. During my coming phase of my retirement, all my lovers must keep aglow the spark of my love and work enthusiastically for their beloved. so that others feel the force of my message of love and truth. I repeat that I want all who had my sahavas to remember everything conveyed to them through my love. Then at the bottom, all must also remember my instructions regarding correspondence after 14th February 56. This is a telegram sent by Baba to Switzerland. I'm not sure the date. It says, while your love is there with me here, I am with you there, Baba. And the date is 30th of October 1962 to Irene Billa. While your love is with me here, I am with you there, Baba. 3rd April 1958. You've naturally been more in our thoughts here. This is Marnie writing. As the familiar surroundings of Mahabaleshwar recall the days shared by our old big group. This place is called Shapur Hall, an old big house but having a heavenly view. To the east is the lake and golf course. To the west we see Konya Valley, a bit of Elephinstone Point, that's K-O-Y-N-A Valley, and Pratapgarh. This last we girls visited yesterday morning, that would be on 2nd April 58, to see the lovely big statue of Shivaji put up recently and unveiled and garlanded by Nehru. But in another sense, it is quite a different Mahabaleshwar. For now, of course, beloved Baba cannot walk, and we naturally don't go for walks either. Arnavas has left her little car at Baba's disposal, so once in a while we go out for a drive with him in the mornings. But oh, it's so very different from taking those long, carefree walks. Koyor Sitarawala, a Parsi Bombay lover, Baba lover, made this rented house possible for us. We gave very little, and he'll make up the rest by running it as a sort of hotel in May after we leave. Pimplegown was already so warm, so we were very happy it was possible to get this place here. But on the other hand, it was startlingly cold when we came. There was rain and icy winds the first few days, and we spent most of the time seeing to window cracks and banging doors, particularly after Baba retires, when there must be absolute silence, as you remember. As you know, we like the cold if it's not windy and drafting. And the main thing, of course, it doesn't help Baba's hip any. As you know, so we were quite prepared to pack up and leave when it cleared up, and now it's mostly very nice, thank goodness. Then, too, within the week, most of us had to take to bed with fever and whatnot, but all are nearly okay now. Yes, though the Savas went most beautifully, it was naturally a great strain on Baba's physically, as was seen from the hip pain reaction that followed. Mani is writing on the 9th of July, 1958, that on the 4th we visited Maribat after a very long time, and when one is there in the years between, they have a... Mansari has a dog. It's a pure white one. It's named Moti, in memory of the peacock. Is a good watchdog. But you should have seen the way he greeted Baba, jumping on him and licking him like a saucer of cream. The other day, we saw the 1956 Sahavas film, taken by Sharmi and Deuce, that Baba brought with him. We had a private showing at the Nagar Cinema, and it was also shown to Baba lovers in Bombay and Pune. It was really lovely and made us so nostalgic for the center where we'd been, and for our Nilu, and most of all for the days when beloved Baba used to walk about so fast. In the picture, we see some of the others running to keep up with Baba. From Mani on 10th November 1957. We've just returned from over 3 weeks at Arnavas's place in Bombay. She looked after us so beautifully. We saw all the dear ones and visited daughter Carmen Masi's one-room house, Dina, her daughter's getting married today, and even where Katie works at the Japanese consulate. On the 31st was Nariman's birthday, and there was a very happy party and all our old gang attended. On the 2nd of November, we came to Pimplegown, and I was immediately down with a bit of flu. As far as the outward reason for going to Bombay, that doctor's treatment didn't work a single percent, but Baba didn't seem to give it a thought, so the true reason for going to Bombay must have been some inner work. Dr. Kenmore is here with us, this chiropractor. He's begun the treatment with Baba. His method of working is simply fascinating to watch, and he certainly knows what he's doing. He's come against such odds. As Baba has said, he's the slave of his lovers. This is written on 13th January 1956 from Satara, from Mani. Here in Satara, there's a little old church, and at midnight we heard from our beds the lovely peals of the bells ringing. It always brings a thrill, as if one can almost see the new year walking in. I read to Baba the names and the contributions. Baba has gone to Pune today, on 13th of January, 56, for the darshan tomorrow. Then 26th January, 58, Mani's writing, we're having another happy week at Arnavaz's, though very quiet compared to the last time's festival one. Arnavaz always takes us to the pictures when we are here, and we were hoping there would be a special good one this time. There is. We'll soon be seeing the Ten Commandments. It is in color, and they have those large Vista Vision screens now. Today is Republic Day, and the city has been lighted. Last evening, we drove in the long queues of cars by the gaily dressed crowds. Baba came, too, with the mandalay, our car, following his. On the whole, darling Baba does not seem to be keeping well, I mean apart from the hip pain, but it seems much more to do with his inner working than physical. We try not to think of the cloud, though that very effort proves its presence is with us all the time. It makes one feel helpless, for there is nothing we can do except surrendering to his will, concerning ourselves only with obeying him and ever love him more and more. 17th August 1962. Gulmain, Masi, and Khorshid were not able to come in time for something that's mentioned in the family letters, but they came a few days later and paid their respects at the grave on Marabat Hill. They were allowed to visit Marizad and spend an afternoon with us. A letter about Gulmain. Masi and Khorshid were not able to come in time, but they came a few days later, paid their respects at the grave, and were allowed to stay at Marizad an afternoon with us. And this is from Mara on 12th September 1968. Beloved Baba looks very tired due to the intense strain of his universal work. In Pune, his seclusion was very strict, and no one was allowed darshan. Being summer in Switzerland, that must be very pleasant. Mara's writing on 4th November. Mara's writing on 4th November 64. I remember in Cannes you had danced to the Blue Danube music. You looked beautiful in the pale green evening dress. It was good you had the idea to dance for Baba. Baba, like Lord Krishna, loves dancing and music. This reminds me of Mirabai. Do you remember Chum in Do you remember Chum in Mirabai, Baba's pet dog, and how Baba loved him? Well, now Mustan is Baba's favorite, and every day Baba calls Mustan to his bedroom and feeds him tidbits and milk with his own hands. Baba said when Mustan leaves this body, Baba will see he gets a human form in his next incarnation. In Satara, we reared two baby squirrels whose mother had been caught by the cat, and they were squealing in the roof. We brought them up on milk, feeding them with a cotton wool nipple. Peter loved them very much and would try to mother them. A young Norwegian lady and a gentleman had come to see Baba in Pune. She had come to know of Baba through reading God Speaks, which had deeply impressed her. She felt very at home in India and wore a sari during her stay here. She even had the experience of traveling third class in the train and had some gypsies sitting next to her. The principal of the Hill Grange School in Bombay came with her family to Marizad to see Baba. She read God Speaks and was very impressed and said she found all the answers to her questions. She is a well-read person, interested in theosophy, philosophy, mysticism, etc. Her daughter is very beautiful and adept at the art of dancing. This is written by Mani from Pune, 19th of June, 62. Tomorrow, Arnavaz is taking us to another picture. It is such a social life for us while in Pune, though just among our dear intimate group. There's always some happy excuse or another, someone's birthday or wedding anniversary. Arnavaz's brother had his first born, a boy, a few days ago. Except for Baba's health, which is never so good since a long time. This is a letter from Mara on 7th October 1970. Rano had visited Iran, and Mara's writing, "Talking of Switzerland brings vividly to mind our stay there with beloved Baba. I have tears in my eyes as I am writing, for I miss his beloved physical presence very much. I am facing beloved Baba's image on the Umar tree. The eyes of the image are distinctly seen, shut as if beloved Baba is tired and resting. Baba used to sometimes say he is very tired and would like to sleep for 700 years. This was written on 7th January 1967, from Marazad, from Mara. The weather here is rather cold these days. Beloved Baba is in strict seclusion. He does not allow anyone to come for his darshan. Mara was writing a letter to Iran on 3rd of July 1969, so the tree incident must have happened later because it's not mentioned in this letter at all. It's only they returned to Marazat on July 1st from Pune. This is a letter from Mara on 5th December 1966. They're talking about the war between Pakistan and India. In 1965, I asked Baba why Pakistan had so much grudge against India. What has she done to her? Baba gestured, India is spiritually rich, and so she suffers. Only 3 months after this, the late Prime Minister Shastri died. He was such a good man. Now Mara is writing about, in 1934, Baba brought two white little rabbits someone had given him. We had them during the daytime playing in our room, but they made such a mess on the floor, and when they grew up, they had babies, when beloved Baba was on his trip to the West. When Baba returned from the West, we on Shi Quiet put the baby rabbits on a tray and placed them before him. He was surprised and glad to see them. Later on, the rabbits multiplied so fast, the godown was just full of them, so we had to give them all away. Now, these are letters written in 1938 from Panch Gani. It's written on May 19th, 1938, from Nani. And it says, Dear Iran, I am so glad to know you are coming to India. You will love it here so much as I do, as much as I do. I know you do not like to travel alone, so when you return, I would like you to make the journey with me. Do not worry as to finances. I will see that all is arranged and be responsible for you as my friend. With love and happy thoughts, Estelle Galey. Then again in Panch Gani. Dear Iran, Baba has just asked me to write the enclosed letter for the authorities. Do not present the enclosed letter unless, underlined, you are questioned about the return ticket. If asked how long you intend staying in India, say you expect to visit Sri Mayur Baba for about 6 months. You can always change your mind and stay for longer, but it is simpler if you do not stay a long time. We are all happy to welcome you. Then this letter on 14th May 38 from Panch Gani. Dearest Iran, your long letter to Baba has just arrived, and this is his answer. This is Kitty writing. Baba is most anxious for you to come, and to come immediately, and to be here by the 1st of July. Baba says that he will advance you the necessary money for your board and pocket money. You will need no money here. All you have to find is your fare out here, plus your return fare when needed. And you are not to worry about the paying back of the money. You can pay it back just when it is convenient and possible. And that is, and then underlined, only if your father's affairs turn out hopefully. Baba quite understands that it is impossible under the circumstances for your parents to pay back unless the transactions you speak of in your letter fulfill their expectations. Baba thinks it is a very nice idea of yours that Canute should stay in your home while you are away. It is what he would like. But if it is too much for your parents, then will you tell Nadia? Elizabeth has sent you a message in her last letter to Nadia concerning Canute. Should you not be able to keep him at home, then she will ask the lady who had him before to take care of him while you are away. Then you can have him back again when it is possible. But communicate immediately with Nadia, and then you let Elizabeth know at once what to do. Will you wire Baba when you can come? Baba's cable address is Mayur Baba, Panch Gani, India. Everyone here sends you their love. Baba sends you his love and hopes to hear from you as soon as possible. Much love from Elizabeth and myself, Kitty. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.